95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Is this where we're talking about new words?
It is.
I love new words.
The dictionary every year updates new words that have sort of become a thing during the past year.
And it fascinates me. I know it's dorky as hell.
But
yeah. What are some of the new words? Do you have any of them?
Well, yeah, long hauler is one of them.
Oh, that's great.
Yes,
man, yeah. Agreed. I love talking to, another thing I do on a regular basis, I talk to a lot of long haulers. Yeah, and I appreciate that life.
By the way, long hauler has two meanings. One is a trucker. The other is people who have long-term COVID
symptoms. All right. Well, those aren't the ones I was talking about.
They're also called long haulers, though.
That could be damn near well you.
Hard pass.
Oh, yeah, that's a good phrase. Perfect phrase.
Yep.
Should go in.
Flex.
Flex. Ugh, that's too much of a
commercial
now.
And they describe it as an act of bragging or showing off.
Oh, okay. All right.
Cancel culture.
Sure. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, definitely.
And crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding.
Yeah. None of those were in the dictionary until this year.
Yeah, well, that makes sense because everyone will know what that is for a long time to come.
It's probably important for them to keep up. I see that. So let's get an expert on the line, shall we?
Yeah,
it's the Heineken 00 hotline. It is Clark Dulce, senior editor of dictionary.com.
Hello.
Hey, Clark.
Hello. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
No, thanks for coming along. I love new words. I love the dictionary.
I don't know. You probably haven't run into this a lot, but Sluggo, for real, when he was a kid, read the dictionary.
Well, that was very much like me when I was younger. I'm fascinated by words and by language and by the fact that it is a living thing and it keeps changing and growing all the time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You hear that, Kevin?
No. So every year, the dictionary adds new words to kind of keep up with the times.
Yes, I mean, people are using these in everyday language and in their writings, and it's important that we at dictionary.com keep up with the changes.
Do you ever get upset at some of the words that are going in, like that you just think they're kind of ridiculous or silly or shouldn't be going in?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there are words that you know are probably transient that will not be standing the test of time and maybe are trendy and it won't be used again 10, 15 years from now, but... Mm-hmm. We can't pass judgment. We just have to try to keep up the best we can.
But we can pass judgment.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, I can't stop you.
Okay, all right. Are you getting any feedback about any of the words that you're adding?
Some of the ones we just added recently, some people are unhappy with.
Okay.
For example, incorrection. Incorrection they don't like so much.
Incorrection?
Yes, an incorrection is... when someone says people attacking the Capitol looked like a bunch of tourists, you have to.
Oh.
That would be an incorrection.
Incorrection.
I think that's a pretty good word.
Well, that's not bad.
I'm not opposed to
that. I mean,
it
took us 15 seconds to get it.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty fast for us.
What else?
Spearache. Spearache is becoming more and more popular.
Spearache?
Spearache. Yeah, spearache is. Someone who has a pain from the fact that their lawyer is running their life and won't let them use their money or take out their IUD or get married.
Call
that a spearache.
Britney Spears. I get it.
Yeah,
spearache.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. You're getting them faster now.
That's good. Hey, that only took 10 seconds. So,
market improvement.
Another new word we just added is scrotation.
I don't like that one already.
That's when it's really hot outside and you're wearing shorts and you need to reach in and adjust yourself.
Yes.
That's called a scrotation.
That one will last forever.
I'm using that one today. Absolutely.
Maybe you're sticking to the inside of your thigh.
We get that.
Yep.
Snipple is also a new one we're using. Snipple.
Snipple.
Yes, that's for... that's for a certain kind of man, a metrosexual who shaves his chest and then nicks his nipple with the razor. That's a snipple.
And that one's going to stand the test of time, do you think?
Yes.
Well, only time will tell. We're going to have to wait and see.
All right.
I've shaved other things and nicked stuff, so, I mean, maybe we need words for that as well. I think.
Got to be careful.
Yeah,
right?
And,
true.
And then Buzzaster. Buzzaster is another one that people are using.
Buzzaster or Boozaster?
Boozaster.
Boozaster.
Yes. That's when you've been partying so hard the night before, the next morning it's coming out of both ends and you only have one toilet. That's a disaster.
That sounds like something Howard Stern used to say, too.
But it's
weirdly close. Yeah, no, I think this is a fun conversation. Earthquake preparedness. It's 95.5 KLOS. It's Kevin and Slugo.
Wait, you have a bag? Like a bailout bag?
Yeah,
in your car?
Yeah, it was like a backpack, actually, so I could throw it on my back if I were...
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
After the Northridge
earthquake?
Northridge earthquake?
Yeah.
I remember thinking at the time, wow, I need to get a bag, a backpack or something.
Right.
And I never did.
Right.
You have one.
Yeah.
You still have it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I haven't checked it in a while. I need to see if there's anything in there.
Does it have food?
Water. Yeah, a little bit of food. And, some better pair of shoes. So if you have to, abandon your car, ditch your car somewhere.
A pair of shoes in there.
Yeah. So better walking shoes than my Vans I'm always wearing. So.
Yeah, I guess so.
But just in case, you got to walk 30 miles to get home or whatever. And then a plan
in what
as well.
Case are you going to have to walk 30 miles to get...
If there's a nice big earthquake and you're not able to drive your car the rest of the way or wherever you have to ditch it, and then you got to walk to get to where you want to go.
30 miles, though.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that you can't drive. Like, even the Northridge earthquake. Wow.
Right.
I could drive my car.
Yeah. Well, but sort of freeways okay. down if you're heading up north.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, this is really more worst case scenario. I mean, we haven't had one.
I'd imagine there are a lot of people who do what you do.
I'll
bet there are a lot of people that...
After the Northridge quake, it was the one of those, the fire chief on TV was giving suggestions for things you can do to actually be a little bit prepared. And I just thought that was a particularly good idea.
And I remember seeing that and I thought, wow, I should do that. And then I went about my way.
Hey, at least you thought about it.
So that doesn't help me.
Wait a second. Yeah, but yeah, so we have a lot of water at home, which will probably all get squished because the, where it's at will probably collapse.
Do you have to think, where do you keep it?
Where do you keep
it? Yeah, do you try to keep the water someplace under a door frame or?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say it's a good enough location, but I have done that in the past. It's generally on the floor of the closets and stuff.
Gotcha.
So if the house is still standing.
What else do you have at home?
Some food to last for a little while, although we haven't checked that in a while. It's probably all. But, usually get, you can actually, even Costco, places will sell earthquake kits that have stuff that'll last a couple of years. And we did have one of those for quite a while. And it's stuff that, you can easily make if there's no fire
available. That makes so
much
sense.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have done that.
I mean, it's really just for peace of mind.
During the Northridge earthquake, which I can't say for some reason, the grocery stores were looted.
Yeah.
Closed and looted.
Yeah.
And so you literally, I'd have to drive. Where did we have to go to for gas?
I don't even remember.
Fortunately, Hollywood or someplace?
Yeah, I lived in Burbank. I lived right down the street from the station.
Oh, really?
Yeah, after the Northridge. I was able to walk to work and walk up 9 floors because the
elevators
didn't
work
for a couple of days. But
more people like you than me.
I don't know.
It's probably a safer way to go.
It's really more just, it just kind of puts your mind at ease, like you've tried something, at least, if
I'm
anything happens.
I'm prepared if worst case scenario.
Yeah, I mean, because the worst is not having water, so you definitely want to have water on hand.
Yeah, that's true.
And then we have quite a bit of that to last for a few days or whatever.
What's your address? All right, let's take calls from people who are prepared.
Yeah, you prepared for...
Maybe you even have an escape plan.
Mm.
If you get separated from your family, we meet at...
We do that as well.
You do?
Yeah, if she's home,
where do you
walk
meet?
Home. No, she just stays there.
I see.
Yeah, vice versa.
So there's no meeting. There's just you have to get home.
Yeah. When we lived down by the beach, though, I did have a plan for a tsunami. There's a tall building there that I was like, we'd probably be able to break into this building and get to the roof of this place. It was like a 25-story
building.
Well,
that makes less sense to me because we've never had a tsunami.
Well, you could, but if you live by the ocean. Actually,
but
the
you didn't.
Japanese, that earthquake in Japan, that tsunami actually made it all the way here. You can find video of the water from that tsunami hitting L.A. and it coming into the L.A. River. But it's so tiny. It's just really weird to see.
Just a little bit less likely than, we all know an earthquake is possible.
Yeah.
Well, tsunami is kind of.
Well, if you're out by the beach, there's the weirdest thing to me is the tsunami exit or whatever emergency routes are through the wetlands, which is about the lowest land there is. So I would think, which is actually where the tsunami came in, up the LA River. So I don't know if they're trying to wipe people out or what.
All right, so you've prepared yourself for the big one, as they say.
Yes.
You have
to some degree
stuff in your trunk.
Yeah, have you found...
Sluggo has a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have a backpack in your car, different shoes, water.
Yep.
supplies at home.
Yeah.
In case it happens.
You know, I should put a little pipe in there and some weed now that I think about it.
Right?
You're going to be really tired.
You need more than anything.
Yeah, it is true.
Waiting for...
Hey, those guys aren't so bad when you don't hear them every other song.
You mean like that one Croc station?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings unto thee.
We are talking now about things that you thought when you were a kid.
And you finally realize, nope. That's not the case. That doesn't make any sense at all. What was I thinking?
And then for a while, you didn't tell anyone because it was embarrassing.
Yes.
But
yes,
now
you can sit here and say, yes, when I was probably seven, mm-hmm. I think, the parents, the adults, were talking about someone who was in the hospital. And they said, well, we just hope he doesn't slip into a vegetative state.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in front of me, not to me at all. And then one of them said, yeah, now he could become a vegetable. Boom.
You thought...
My brain said, oh my God, he could turn into a carrot? And I didn't say anything. I just sat
that
there.
That would have been a bad form.
Oh no, it would have solved so many problems,
well,
right?
Yeah. It would have helped you, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, my brain took off and they were clearly serious. They were very concerned. Mm-hmm. They weren't screwing around. They weren't talking to me at all.
Right.
So my brain thought, well, he turns into a carrot. And then a nurse could walk in and say, what's this carrot doing here? And throw him away.
But wait, why wouldn't the nurse know if he turned into a carrot that he would turn
it's
into
a carrot?
Why would she be surprised that he turned into a carrot?
Oh, there's, look, there's a carrot on
that
the,
doesn't make any
on
sense.
The bed. I was seven! And they were so serious and so concerned. So, like, I just thought it was horrible that you could end your life turning into a vegetable that gets thrown into the trash.
Yeah, well, that isn't ideal. If that was true, that's not ideal.
Oh, my God. And then I was scared of hospitals for years to come. But I never thought of it necessarily again until one day, I think I was maybe 11 or 12, and someone was going into the hospital. And I thought, you might turn into a... What the hell? Then it occurred to me. Yeah, I figured it out
yourself.
Myself.
You
yes.
did. Wow.
I'm like, what a stupid kid.
I believed two things when I was a kid. One, if you ate watermelon seeds, a watermelon tree or whatever would grow in you.
Man, adults tell you that
yes.
kind of stuff.
Why?
And pumpkin seeds. And yeah, I don't know, because it's hilarious.
It's funny to laugh about when you're drinking wine with your friends.
Yeah, and I suppose also it's a good way to keep kids from doing it, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess that's probably the whole desire.
Yeah.
And my other one was if you swallowed gum, it never left your system.
How true is that, though? I still wonder if there's some truth to that. Maybe it's in your guts somewhere.
No,
that's not true at all.
In your body?
I don't know.
You know how many pieces of gum I've swallowed?
Me too.
That would be 1,000
Well,
pounds.
That explains a lot. Well, that explains a lot.
Sluggo just realized.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Oh, speaking of, I'm going to play AC/DC, really.
All right, we are going to take your calls.
Yep.
If you, like us, have had...
some ridiculous thing.
When you were a kid. There's a list on BuzzFeed. One of them is the belly button feeder.
What's
that?
This
is somebody who thought that when a mom fed her baby in her womb, that she would just put food in the belly button.
Like that's what I've never heard that one. That's a good one.
And the other one that I found very funny, and I can't remember who else thought this, but the dedicated TV actors.
Well, I don't know that.
So the kid would watch TV, then he would go eat or whatever. The people that were actors and actresses would wait for him.
Oh.
Then when he came back, they would continue the show. That's what they thought.
Wow.
Television was.
Wow. Wow.
So the dedicated TV actors wait around for kids to come back to the TV and then they can start again.
And that is sort of that super ego that you have as a child, that you think the world revolves around you. Totally.
Yeah. And you don't understand the technology necessarily.
Right.
Or
right.
Whatever.
Right. Right.
All right. So we'll take your calls at 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS, and the dumber the better. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
As a child, I was afraid when they said you could turn into a vegetable, you would literally turn into a carrot.
So we're talking about stupid things that you thought as a kid, or in a lot of these cases, you were told by your parents.
Yeah.
That's some BS there.
Yeah, that is.
All right, so KLOS, hello, what's yours?
So I'm blind in my left eye, and when I was little, I thought that when I covered my right eye with both eyes open, I could see through my hand because everything was kind of fuzzy.
Okay.
So I thought I had superpowers.
Oh, I see.
See through my hand.
Wow. That it does make sense logically.
Yeah.
If you can see something.
Yeah. Very interesting.
All right. Thanks Thank you for the call. In. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hi. I have a story as a kid.
Please, stupid things you thought as a kid.
So I must have been about five when you're just learning to read. When I would see carpool, I thought it was only for cars with pools.
I love that.
That makes so much sense.
That is the best.
Right?
Right on. What's your name?
Yes, Monica.
Monica, I wish I had a car like that.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you, that would be awesome. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Stupid things you thought as a kid.
This is way back when I was 13, and I went to, they had Social Security offices that you could go to.
Okay.
And then the thing was, my parents never gave me a Social Security card. So at 13, I said, yeah, I'm going to go get a Social Security card. So I went down, I filled out all the stuff, and I got a Social Security card. It came in the mail and everything. So my parents said, oh, yeah, no, we got it. So I thought I had two numbers.
For how long?
Until I was an adult. And I said, no, I'm not going to use the Social Security number that my parents got. I'm going to use the one that I got, because the one I got was better.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right, but it was the same number. They knew it. But, I mean, it's like, you know, I thought for sure that I had two Social Security numbers.
That's beautiful.
You rule. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, we're talking about stupid things you thought as a kid.
Although I would say that guy was duped by his parents, not necessarily.
Yeah, true.
That would be believable.
True.
What do you got?
If you cross your eyes, they're going to stick like that.
Yeah. They do love to say that one a
lot.
They
do.
Hello, KLOS.
So one time, me and my mom were driving somewhere, and I was sitting in the front seat. I was probably about 6 or 7, and we were driving somewhere, and she was out of gas. She was on the E-line. And I was really scared that we were going to get stuck in the middle of the road and have no gas. And she had said that the mileage on your car tells you how many miles you have left.
On the odometer?
On the odometer. That's how many miles you have left when you're on the E.
Wow, she led you. So it would say
835,226 miles left to go. Don't worry about it. We're good.
She had.
Wow. Well, that's nice to keep the kid from.
Did you ever run out of gas because you thought you had plenty? Oh, you
moved on. Okay. 818-955-KLOS. What did you believe as a kid?
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We are talking about things that you thought that were pretty stupid when you were a kid. What's yours?
Hi. When I was a kid, we drove a lot, and I always thought that when it said exit only, that meant that was the only way to get there at all.
Oh, wow. That's and so were you confused when you drove past exits then?
Well, I'm not sure exactly when I learned that wasn't true. I think I was like 16 or 17 years old.
Be honest, you still believe that, don't you?
No, I don't.
Liar!
Oh, come on. You can be honest with us. Look, however smart you are now, we were all dumb as kids.
Yep.
At some point, we thought something stupid was true.
Yep.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. What's yours, sir?
Yeah, when I was about 3 or 4, I used to think motorcycles, I nicknamed them Cunnanas. So whenever I see a motorcycle, I'd say, Cunnana, Cunnana.
Cunnana, na, 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 na.
Is that why?
No, Cunnana.
Cunnana, na, 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 na. Why?
Why?
No, with a K, Cunnana.
Okay, but why?
I don't know. It's just when I was that age, I did.
You're making up your own words. Well, that's good. I mean, you know, that's fine.
Thanks for calling KLOS. Hello.
Very strange.
Yes, I didn't know. He was correcting us like we were.
No!
Talking about stupid things you thought as a kid. Hello.
With a K.
Hello?
Hi there.
So I came to this country when I was 7 years old, and they picked us up at LAX, and it was nighttime. So as we were driving down the freeway, the brake lights were red on one side, and the other side were white lights, right? So I thought that you had to know what kind of lights you had on your car to determine which side of the street you were on.
That's very funny.
That's really interesting.
That makes sense. Logically,
yeah, it does.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Huh. Where'd you come from?
Cyprus. It's a small island in the Mediterranean.
Oh, that's wonderful. I want to go there. But it's a little belated, but welcome.
Thank you.
Right on.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, KLOS. What's your thing you thought as a child that proved to not be true?
Mine was I used to have a habit of eating lemons. You know the little seeds? My friends used to say, if you eat the seeds, you're going to grow a tree in your stomach.
Right.
Yeah. For me, like a dumbass, I was 6 years old. I actually felt the pain at night, and I was thinking it was true, so I didn't want to let them know anything. I went and I took X-Lax. And I was out of school for like 3 days.
Oh, oh, see, now that'll teach parents to tell kids things like that. That was actually kind of smart of you,
in a way. But it was all the acid that I 8, and I was hurting my stomach, but I thought it was that.
Oh, you're a pretty smart kid.
Yeah,
at that
that's kind of smart.
Yeah.
Wow. Right on. Thanks for calling in.
KLOS, hello. Stupid things you thought as a kid.
Oh, well, I used to think back in the 50s, like, things were black and white.
Right.
Oh, yeah, sure. Because of makes TV sense. And movies and everything.
That makes sense.
Well, yeah. I used to ask my dad, hey, what was it like back then when... when everything was black and white, and you're just like, what?
What is wrong with you? That's beautiful.
I'm raising a dumb son.
Yeah, apparently he grew up in Pleasantville. I love that movie. Hi, KLOS. What did you think as a kid?
Yeah, when I was about 6 or 7, I thought that the dogs were boys and the cats were the females.
You know, my mom thought the same thing.
What?
The dogs were boys and cats were females.
Really?
Yeah, dogs are always male and cats
were
females.
Your mom always thought that?
Yeah. Yes, she still does to this day. Awesome. Thanks for calling in. That's very interesting. I've never heard anyone else other than her say that. Hey, KLOS.
No wonder you are the way that you are. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. So it wasn't so much what I believed, it's what I let my children believe.
Oh, nice.
They lied to you?
They
thought that if they lied to me, that it turned red behind their ears. So anytime I didn't believe them, I'd say, okay, let me see behind your ear. Oh. And then they'd say, okay.
What a smart parent.
So they're about 10.
I was going to say, about how old were they? 10, huh? When they started, one of their friends were like, that's not true. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what? I kind of have to encourage parents in that one. I think that's a pretty good idea.
Nicely played.
Yeah, nicely done.
It
Thank right you on, for thanks calling. For calling.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station.
Who's calling you, man?
Hang on, I'll get it.
We had that little EAS alert go off yesterday and a long discussion as a result if that's illegal for us to play on the air.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if your phone goes off and your mic is open, well, then let's call the FCC and find out.
I'd rather not.
This. Come on, you'd
rather
love those
not
guys.
Do that.
You're good friends with them.
I'd rather not.
You got some pals.
On January 12th, Guinness World Records announced that a 190-year-old giant tortoise named Jonathan has become the oldest living land animal.
Wow. 190.
Yeah, I was wrong. I said 18 something else. It was 1832.
Wow.
Been alive since 1832 before Queen Victoria ascended the British throne.
Wow.
I did find it hilarious that one of the first things they say in the article is, according to the veterinarian, Jonathan, the giant tortoise, maintained basic instincts all the way through his 190 years.
You mean he wanted to get some?
Such
whole time?
As eating, sleeping, and mating.
Ah, well, good for him. Come over here, you young whippersnapper turtle.
The turtle still has a good sex drive and is regularly seen mating with Emma and with Fred.
All right. Right on. What a naughty turtle. That's a very naughty turtle.
He is really just getting some.
He's a bi-turtle.
And we thought that we would talk to Jonathan.
The turtle?
Yes.
I'll be damned. We can do that.
And find out some information about this. Hello. Is this Jonathan?
Hello.
Hi. Jonathan, it's nice to have you on. We appreciate it.
It's nice to
meet you. Say hi.
Meet
you.
Me.
Right, you.
You.
Right. I've been this high many times.
So, Jonathan, your sex drive is being talked about quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have thought that would have sped him up a little.
You're regularly seen mating with Emma and Fred.
Tell us about.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who do you like better? Who's better? In the.
I like.
Oh, man.
Both.
Oh, okay. Both of them.
Well, good.
Okay.
Both
sexes.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now that I have come.
I hope there's another word.
Out.
Okay, good.
Of my shell.
Oh, I see. Yes, that's it. That's a turtle joke. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Little tortoise.
Tortoise humor.
Humor.
Does, right. Does Emma or Fred desire you more?
I think Fred.
Okay.
Likes
you more.
Me.
Right.
More.
Right.
I'm his.
You're his.
Daddy.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You were just singing that song. I was here in the studio. Please sing along for everybody now.
Nope.
Go do it. Sing it.
Nope. We got business now.
Beautiful.
So.
Moving.
Listen.
Touching.
Listen.
Yeah.
I wear Crocs. Because they're comfortable.
Are we back to the Crocs? Yes, why are you feeling guilty today?
I'm not.
Wear what you please.
I am not feeling guilty.
You have that stunning little blazer on and your short skirt, and you look great with the Crocs. Don't let people give you crap.
I'm not letting people give me crap, but okay. Two people have given me crap a long time.
Oh, yeah, let's see.
Who would that be? One is our friend Maren Dungy,
right,
who then posted a picture of herself.
Oh, wearing Crocs.
In Crocs.
Oh, yeah, she's come around to the dark side.
And then... today, on the podcast, I heard that there was an apology from Miss Allie McKay.
Allie, really?
Allie.
You apologized?
I apologized.
On
a lot of levels. I'll tell you, there's a lot of levels. I've made fun of Kevin for his Crocs for, I'd say, 6-7 years?
Yes.
As well you should.
Yes.
As well you should. But yes. Mostly because he wears them with socks. I mean, that's a travesty. That should never happen.
Hold up for a second. This is Allie trying to take the high ground now and go, down with Crocs, just not socks.
Just no socks.
F you. Wait. Let's talk about the Crocs.
Here's the thing. I moved to Maine, and I have a yard for the first time. I, never had a yard. I'm not rich like Kevin. Sprawling grass everywhere.
You so shut up, woman.
I had to do things like, gardening, and then it had rained, so I was trekking across the lawn
I don't like where this is going. You aren't saying you're... No.
No, Sluggo, I'm like, I can't let my Vans, they're going to be wet all the time. I've got to get something that I can slip on and off.
What? Right. And after making fun of me for 6 or 7 years, what happened?
I went to the website and I said, well, I'm not going to get any of these. These are horrible. But what about just a plain old black pair? That would be fine.
Unbelievable.
Right? You guys, I got them yesterday.
What?
Why didn't Kevin ever tell us how comfortable they are? Those are delightful.
Effing believable. She mocked me on Twitter and Instagram endlessly.
Why is everyone coming to the dark side? I'm not going to wear them. You guys are trying to force me to wear them, aren't you?
I'm
going to tell you right now. It's like the drug dealers. The first taste is free. Do not put your feet in the Crocs.
Right.
Don't put your feet in them. You're done. Put your feet in those, and your little piggies are going to be like, this is amazing.
This is what happens, is when people stop saying that they're ugly and try them on and they realize how comfortable they are. By the way, I agree they're ugly. I'm down with them being ugly. I don't care.
Yeah.
But they're comfortable.
Well, I'm with you on that.
Super comfortable.
Yeah.
So try them. No! Just try
them. Leave me alone!
So, Allie, I didn't hear your apology. Did you say anything like, I'm wrong, you're right? Anything like that?
I mean, it was inferred, but if you need me to say that now, I totally will, Kevin.
Bean played a drop over it when you were saying it.
Oh, was this on your podcast?
Yes.
It was.
Yeah, she was saying it, and Bean was playing a drop. I did hear it. I was just kidding. But
I am sorry, okay. Kevin. You were right this whole time.
Yes.
And you know what? Here's the thing, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, because why does it matter that they're the ugliest shoe in the world?
That's
if it makes
my
you
point!
Happy,
that's what I've been saying
happy,
the whole time!
Why not just wear them? I wish you had said
God.
He never mentioned it once. Allie, are you wearing socks with it, though?
Don't bring the socks in.
See, here we go. Yeah, we can at least stay this ground.
No, because
Kevin, it looks ridiculous.
We know that this is going to change as well. So let's not get into an argument.
You going to start wearing socks someday with them?
I accept it.
Oh, my God. Winter time, I'm going to be like, what would be great? Socks.
Uh-huh. I'm telling you, when you don't care what they look like, because you're yourself, you will effing wear socks, and you'll love it, and you'll text me back and say, you were right about the socks as well.
Allie, are you going to get Bean on board with this? Do you think he's going to start wearing Crocs with his...
Bean has already said I'm off the show, so now I'm... I don't know what to do,
that's
guys.
That's the right call on his part. I mean,
come on down. I guess I can have two people in Crocs in the damn studio at the same damn time.
Oh, this is so satisfying after 5 or 6 years, six or seven years.
Oh. I'm glad I could do that for you.
Say
and
it
I'm
again.
Not going to lie.
Say it again.
Crocs, if you're listening, you're a delight on my feet, and I apologize, and send me more. I'll wear them.
You're trying to get free Crocs now?
Check you out.
Free Crocs
you
got
to work the system.
Am,
yeah.
You're way smarter than I am. Shit.
Wait, right. So where can we hear the formal apology as it occurred, young Allie?
You can listen to us on, again, the worst name of a podcast ever. It's a cup of tea and a chat with Allie and Bean, and it's on Patreon, and it's fun.
It is. It's nice. Allie, what was your original name for the podcast? You had a great name you wanted to do.
Thank you so much, Sluggo, for asking.
Yeah,
because
it was good.
Bean had moved to England, I thought it would be great to be Bean and Abroad.
See?
Because I'm abroad,
yes.
And then abroad, right?
That
right.
is a great
it's
idea.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You change that. You make him change that.
All right.
Have you ever tried to make Bean do something?
Yeah, no, that's
right.
True.
Allie, you rule. Thank you for the apology.
Allie.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Bye. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact, my friend.
I was looking on the internet, and I found a whole bunch of people who... The topic is strange things guests did in your house.
Oh, okay.
Strange things guests did in your house.
Oh, you said that in stereo.
And I have two. One is a New Year's Eve party.
Oh, man. Of course that gets bananas.
And Ralph Garman.
Oh, we're going to call him? We should call him.
With his girlfriend.
You know, we haven't talked to him yet. We've talked to a lot of people that sound strangely like
him. True.
But not him yet.
With his girlfriend in our bathroom.
Oh, in your bathroom.
Yeah, we had to burn it down. But the funniest one, and I still to this day don't know what happened.
Okay.
I was at a party at Bean's house.
Right.
Donna, his wife, has great taste. So
yes,
their house is amazing.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, she's basically a fashion diva, really.
So it's like... It's one of those houses that's a little too nice.
Sure.
I don't really feel comfortable because it doesn't look like it's quite lived in.
Yes. It's more like someone's going to come in and film for Architectural Digest.
Well, I think it was like a housewarming party, so I think everything was relatively new.
Okay.
Now, I'm a huge fan of...
Trashing the joint.
Don't poop at work.
Oh, my God, no.
Take
poop
care of that.
Poop at home.
Right.
Poop at home, people.
Every once in a while, you don't have a choice.
Nope. Like every day. I mean, every once in a while.
So I decided that...
You were going to poop at the party?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I didn't really have a choice.
You're a party pooper.
Yes, I am.
What?
But I thought, in my infinite wisdom, I would not use the downstairs.
Yeah, I was going to say...
I go upstairs.
Yeah, the houses I've been in of Beans, a couple of them, are massive. They are huge. So at least you had a few choices.
So I go upstairs, and I'm thinking, okay, well... I won't be discovered this way.
Well, of course, Ralph was in there with his girlfriend.
No, that was a different one.
Oh, okay.
Totally different party. So, I...
sit down to do your business.
Yes.
Noodles, are there any spiders involved?
No.
Good.
But I clogged the toilet.
No! I was wondering if that's what you were going to say.
Now, my response to that, to this day, bothers me somewhat, and I also don't know what I was thinking. I think I just panicked.
How, were you drunk? You're at a party.
No, at Bean's house, no.
Here, have some Kool-Aid.
Nope.
Okay.
But my response was,
yeah.
And I'm not saying this as a joke, I literally... ran out of the house.
You just left?
Yes.
You?
I ran down the stairs, out the front door.
Did it spill over on the floor when you flushed?
No, but it was super close.
It was right at the top. Next time it flushed, it was going to go over. Was there a plunger?
Actually.
Uh-oh.
Honestly, actually. No, there was no plunger. I looked.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know that it didn't.
Yeah.
Because I ran.
Because you ran immediately. As soon as it
that
started
was my
filling
response,
up.
And I don't know.
Was this a really full bowl?
Yes. And my response was run.
This is your coworker.
Yes.
How many years has it been? Yeah.
It's probably been 12 years.
Yeah, because back to Phoenix. I mean, that's a long
time ago. Maybe 8, 9 years.
Yeah, that's still plenty of time.
Yeah.
How long before you fessed up that you were the party pooper?
I fessed up, I believe, on his last day.
You're kidding!
No.
You didn't say it before?
Nope.
I
nope.
love you.
I was that's too embarrassed. That's
you
not
kept
amazing.
A secret that
no,
long.
That's awful.
No, it's hilarious.
It's not
and
hilarious.
On his last
when it's
day.
You, it's not hilarious.
By the way, buddy.
Just so you know.
Do you remember like 12,
remember that
22
we had?
Years ago?
Yeah. So that happened.
I heard your, his last day. I don't remember. I must have missed that. That's
maybe
hilarious.
It was his last day, but I know that it was,
yeah, was in there.
It was in the last
that's
maybe
so
year.
So awesome. No, that's something to be proud of. To
no.
stand up. Let's call him at home right now and
no.
remind him of that moment.
No, why would I run?
You know who would be really?
He's my partner. Why would I run?
Because that's you.
But why wouldn't I say, hey,
no, you know.
I just ruined your upstairs. Why wouldn't I make a joke or...
I don't know.
Ask for a plunger?
You had a minute to think about it. Have you come up with any kind of...
I just
what
panicked.
What was I thinking?
I panicked and I ran. And I got in my car and I drove away as fast as I could. Why? I don't have
and
any
did
idea.
Did he not ask you then? Of course, you know, when this
no.
business, there's so many weirdos and
yes.
we just all take off.
And there were a lot of people at his house, so
yeah.
it wasn't necessarily me.
Yeah. So, yeah. Did he bring it up?
No.
He didn't mention that someone had clogged his turlet.
Nope. So that's...
Oh, man, that's beautiful.
That's a little embarrassing.
That's a great story.
That's not a great story.
It is.
Not if you're the one that's... clogging the
and
toilet.
Especially you waited all those years.
Strange things guests did in your house.
Good luck eating that one.
Here's a list mm-hmm. of other people, and then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Strange things that happened at your house. A guest that was there visiting for a few hours
mm-hmm.
cut their toenails in my living room. Can you imagine?
No.
I mean, I'm the wrong guy to judge because of the story I just told.
So they're sitting there talking, chatting away, and just cutting their toenails.
Yes.
Ugh. Get out.
Someone stole my winter hoodies and antidepressants.
Okay. Well,
that's a weird thing to steal.
Half of that I can see, for sure.
My son's middle school friend opened all the yogurts in my refrigerator, didn't eat them, just opened up the tinfoil lids.
I wonder what this one is.
All of them.
I wonder what this one is.
Oh, no, they say on the outside.
Yeah, I know, but he's just really dumb.
I don't know.
What does it smell like?
So 818-955-KLOS if you have a strangest thing that ever happened in your house from a guest. Oh, no. Just got a text from my friend Marin who says, you ran out of Bean's house? And I said, yep. One of the most embarrassing things in my life.
Instead of telling him you had just clogged his upstairs toilet.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
In his brand new house.
There's a lot wrong with me.
Well, whatever, man. I kind of get it. I sort of do.
Strangest thing. A guest did in your house. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, my girlfriend came over when we were little. She stabbed our chair.
She what?
She stabbed our chair with the knife, the kitchen chair.
Why did she do that?
I have no idea. She came over to get me to walk to school. We were like in first grade. It was crazy. I don't know.
You know, awesome. Actually, speaking of first grade.
I love your friend.
Yeah, my friend in first grade stole a Christmas light that I had.
Really?
Yeah, and I showed up. I always went to his house after school, and I saw it in his bedroom. And I'm like, dude, that's my light. And he's like, nope. I'm like, come on, it's a weird shape. Yeah.
That's super weird.
Yeah, so of course I took it back, and he didn't say anything
but
about it.
But did he stab it?
Yeah. No, fortunately not.
Thanks you for calling. KLOS, hello. Strange things guests did to your house.
Especially in first grade.
Well, it's not my house, but this is a little long story, but you're going to like it.
All right.
You got a second?
Yep.
All right. So my friend and I look a lot alike, and so did our wives back then. We got drunk. Went into about 1 a.m. and he passed out and I went into the wrong room. And the wives are very similar, so I knocked one out. And then when it came to, me and his wife looked at each other like, oh, and got out of there, right?
Like, I so doubt
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
I doubt this too.
Yeah,
right.
I think that you both knew what you were doing and you were pretending liar.
It was my first time at that house. I thought I was going into the right room with my wife.
No, you're still trying to tell the story because your friend is still
then
mad at you.
9 months later.
Oh, no!
Yeah, they had you, your baby.
Yeah,
all right, that's
true. Yeah, we don't believe you.
That's true.
But thank you. That was beautiful.
It's too good. Yes, but no.
It's always that way. You have a story.
It wasn't mine.
Oh, it wasn't yours. It was someone else's.
But we still mess with my friend saying, hey, yeah. Oh, it's How's your wife and my kids?
I'm still not buying it. I love it. Yes. I want to buy it.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS. Your guest story.
Corey Taylor!
Samantha's gone. KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Sluggo just told a story about pooping in somebody's bathroom and then running out and leaving in his car.
It was a brand new house, and I was kind of nervous.
So it's the strangest thing a guest did in your house. KLOS, you have one?
I had a friend of mine over at my house, and after they left, I went to go make a sandwich, and I had watered-down mayonnaise. Sorry.
What? Why did you have watered-down mayonnaise?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know why. It's just weird.
Okay. They watered down your mayonnaise? They poured water into your mayonnaise jar?
Exactly, yes.
Is this a euphemism that I'm totally missing?
Right.
I don't understand why people would do that either, but that's the
Oh, look at this. She's going to hate this. Mayonnaise is not going to be very, very, very thick, and it's going to be watered down. I'm making a note. That sounds funny.
Yeah, I think we'll do it.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. That's odd.
Do you poop out at parties? Right. That's embarrassing. I would hate to be that guy.
Yeah, I've never heard of anyone.
Strangest thing a guest did in your house. You have one?
So this is actually at my mom's house, and I did it.
Okay.
Me and my brother went over to my mom's house for like 4th of July like 3 years ago, and he brought over a girl that he had had a crush on forever and he was trying to get with. Me and her ended up hooking up in the bathroom. About a week later, I came over just to visit my mom, and my brother's in the bathroom fixing the sink. Her ass was so big that it actually broke the sink. And I still mess with him to this day.
Wow.
But did you tell him how the sink got broken?
Yeah, well, right after he fixed it, I pulled him back into one of the spare bedrooms at my mom's house and said, dude, you do realize that was the girl's name. I'm not going to throw her in blast like that.
I mean, give her first name.
Last name, Social Security.
Just first name.
Yeah.
What's her first name? Just her
Jenny.
First name.
I'll go with Jenny.
Oh, Jenny was a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Thanks for calling, man.
Sorry, I apologize for that right now. KLOS, hello.
I was at a friend's party, and I got a little bit too drunk, and they broke his toilet. The only way I can describe breaking his toilet is like those robbery movies where they're stealing a diamond, and it's like a little piece, like circular out.
Right.
Exactly like that. Just punched it right out of the bowl, and I got out of there, too.
You did? You ran like I did?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You're not alone.
I thought I was the only
one.
You're
not alone.
Oh, I'm so happy. One of me.
One of me.
But I got caught.
Oh.
Oh, well, you're not as good as
Kevin
me.
Kevin got away with it for 22 years.
I got away with it.
Oh, I got caught.
Wow.
Damn, dude. By the way, I think we should mention that when Stu was in here a few minutes ago, we played that clip for him that he had created. He didn't know what it was either. Yeah, so that's awesome.
I don't know if that says more about the contest or him.
Probably him.
Yeah. Let's talk about the dude that plays Enter Sandman backwards.
Yeah, Stu sent this to me the other day, and I started watching it right away, and I'm like, what the hell? Because you can tell, in the video especially, that this guy has recorded the song in its entirety, singing it, playing it backwards.
Yes.
But then he flipped it around and played it forward.
So as he's going forward, it sounds terrible because he's actually performing it backwards.
Backwards, yes.
But then when they flip it around and play it backwards, it actually sounds pretty good.
And it's kind of crazy timing because it was on this day in rock in 1982 that the California Consumer Protection Agency or some stuff had to sit and listen to experts saying that Stairway to Heaven was an intentional devil song.
Oh, dear Lord.
Out to get out everybody. And it had been recorded backwards and blah, blah, blah on this day today. So
wow.
Seems kind of appropriate to play this guy. It's
all
so
right,
weird.
So this guy is named Rob. And at first, this is him playing forward, but it'll sound backward because he's playing the song backwards.
And it'll sound like crap.
Yes.
There you go.
And like a weird firefuss.
So is that...
That's him playing forward.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing that on purpose.
Yes.
Forward.
I think there are a few more of those.
It's a weird talent to have.
Yes. Okay, that's also forward.
Yes, he's doing that forward. It's not being played backwards right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's doing it forward,
yeah.
But he's performing the song backwards.
Yes.
And then I think this is a little guitar solo that he also did backwards.
Well, things people have done in lockdown.
Not really a guitar solo. Maybe the next one is.
Yeah, yeah. So just go yeah. to it. Okay. Yeah.
All right, so
yeah, I'm thinking, you know, when we get bored with our 1 second of nonstop rock contest, this could be a good contest.
Rob Scallon can just do songs for us.
Yes.
All right. Now he flips it backwards, so everything that you're watching in the video is moving backwards.
Yes, he's moved. He's done everything backwards, even for the video. He's got right. like a bunch of popcorn dropping on him, but mm-hmm. it'll go up. He's playing with a silly string that'll catch fire if you catch
so the it. So now the video is backwards,
but it's all moving forward
and it sounds good.
Yes,
listen
yes. check
to this.
This out. This is awesome.
Oh, I think that's the backward part. And now
I was like, that sucks. There you go.
Figure all this out.
Right? Your brain must be wired weird to be
crazy.
Able to do this.
So he's playing all the instruments, played them backwards. The video now that we're listening to is forward.
I mean, Jimi Hendrix did it.
Yeah.
The White Stripes have done it. But this is the entire song.
This is made three.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's the entire song with
yeah.
the solo.
Yeah, yeah. Not
guitar solo.
I love those drum hits backwards.
They sound super weird, don't they?
Sounds like a Beatles song. But wait till he gets to the lyrics, because he does sing
he
as well.
He sings it backwards yeah. as well. See our friends, it's the one. Don't forget my
son. Don't lose everyone. That is awesome. Now let me win all we thin. Keep your feet on sing. Silver Sandy. It's like Twin Peaks. We're watching Twin Peaks.
Satan right loves you. He's doing all of the singing.
That's really impressive, man. That's really we gotta post this video. We'll tweet it.
Yes,
at Kevin and Slug O.
Kevin and Slug.
I can never say it. Yes. I'll never.
Just
be able to
at
say
Kevin
it.
And Slug O. You know what it is? It's at
right,
and then my name, and then your name.
Yeah, it's really hard.
That's how it works.
Can't do it
at Kevin and Slug O.
But another band that did it, White Stripes. Hats off to him, though. That was really
That's
impressive.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I know we're going to talk about it later, but I'm very excited. Billy Idol was one of the first people I saw plan a show for this year, 2021.
Sweet.
In October in Vegas, but just to see that starting to happen, and then with the new CDC guidelines we'll talk about later today.
Very exciting.
Yeah, things starting to fall into place. Very cool.
Remember when I was telling you the story about the girl that had the tattoo, tramp stamp? Right there were, and she was a huge fan of the band Bush and Gavin Rossdale.
And which should have been in the other side then, really.
Sure.
Instead of the Tramps.
That's not the point.
Location. Oh, okay. Right, okay.
The point is.
Oh, yeah, yes.
She spelled it Galvin.
Right.
And that made me laugh.
Yeah, that's very funny.
Made Gavin laugh.
Oh, I was going to say, yes. I didn't know if you told him or not.
Oh, no, we did it on the air.
Oh, nice.
We were like, oh, what's your name? Yeah, you're a huge fan? Yeah, what kind of tattoo do you have? Turn around and show him.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's beautiful. And Galvin had a good laugh. Huh?
Galvin did. He
awesome.
Really enjoyed it. There's a lot of people have music tattoos because music is really important
yep.
in your life.
Yep.
So we're looking for obscure music tattoos.
You know, it's funny. I just went to search to see what the most popular music tattoo is. You know, you can't find anything on Google necessarily now because it's all ads instead
yeah, true.
Of actual. Here's Joe Blow's list that he went out and compiled. But the one I know I've seen the most, at least here in Southern California, I think music tattoo is Sublime. I've seen so many Sublime tattoos. And I don't know if like you go
makes
you know,
sense.
East of Barstow or whatever, you see as many anymore out there in the rest of the world, but
I'm not a huge Miley Cyrus fan. Mm-hmm. By the way, we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you have an obscure music tattoo.
Yep, or one that you wish you hadn't gotten now.
Yeah, sure.
Or it was misspelled, like Galvin. Either way. Bush.
All of the above.
Yes.
Miley Cyrus, not a huge fan, but she got a tattoo after breaking up with her boyfriend, Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
And the tattoo is lyrics on her arm.
Uh-oh.
And she performed on the MTV VMAs, and you could see the tattoo on her arm, and it comes from an obscure Pixies B-side.
Yes! I love the Pixies. That's my favorite band on the planet.
Strange, right?
Yeah.
The Thing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is the name of it.
Right.
It's, she got, my head was feeling scared, but my heart was feeling free.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. Good for her.
But also,
Miley, I love you now.
Also obscure because a lot of people probably don't know that lyric.
No way. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So that was surprising.
Yeah. Well, good for her. That's
yes.
Cool.
So 818-955-KLOS. If you have an obscure music tattoo, call now. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about, you have obscure music tattoos. KLOS, hello, you have some?
I have tons of them.
Oh, tons. All right. What's your favorite?
My Violent Femmes and then my David Bowie.
Nice. You just have their names? Faces?
No. So for the Violent Femmes, I have Crazy, Crazy, Crazy off the song Crazy from Violent Femmes.
Sure.
And then I have, for David Bowie, I have a skull with a Ziggy Stardust across it.
Oh, very cool.
The
sweet.
Did you ever run into Bowie or Gordon Gano of the Femmes? Have they seen your tattoo?
No.
Yeah.
No, never.
Not a lot of people run into Bowie.
No, it doesn't happen very often.
Ran into Bowie.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello. You have an obscure music tattoo?
I do. I have Cokie the Clown.
Cokie?
Cokie the Clown. Fat Mike from No Effect.
Oh, okay.
Got
that's
it.
Awesome.
Nice. I love that.
Yeah, that's very cool.
And do
cool.
you have to explain it to people? Is it someplace they can see it?
Well, it's on my calf, and I have very big calves, so they always think that it's an ICP tattoo because they don't know Cokie the Clown.
Oh, that's
funny.
But
they know No Effect.
Sure.
And they're like, oh, it's ICP. I'm like, no.
How dare you?
Has nothing to do with insane clown posse. Get away from me.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up? So you guys want to hear my tattoos?
Yeah. Obscure music tattoos.
Are you guys familiar with the punk rock band Discharge?
Nope.
I am not.
Discharge, no.
All right, so I got a big old Discharge tattoo in the front of my leg. And then on the back of my leg, atoxico, which means toxic. So whenever girls see that, they're like, oh, you're a toxic guy, huh?
Yeah, and I would think if you go into the Army, you've already got discharge on you, so you should be able to get right back out. That would be nice. Hey, thanks for calling in, Matt. 818-955-KLOS. Let's hear about your music touch.
Royal Blood on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin.
Money.
Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We do have $5,500 in our money, 1 second of nonstop rock.
Money.
But first, we're taking calls about obscure music tattoos. You have one?
Many?
I have a social distortion tattoo on my thigh.
Is it the skeleton?
Yeah, with a martini drink,
yeah,
and a cigarette.
Yeah. Nice.
I got one of those.
Love nice. It.
That's I love that. Cool. How many times do you have to explain what it is?
How many what?
How many times do you have to explain what that tattoo means?
Nobody knows what it is because it's like 20 years ago.
Wow.
Nobody knows
on,
in Southern California.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
That's awful. That's wrong.
I thought you were going to say, occasionally.
Yeah, me
I
too.
I don't drink martinis, and I don't smoke either.
That's irrelevant.
It's time to start both, young man.
I'm starting a little late. I'll give it a good shot, though.
Well, right on. Thanks for calling, Mike Ness. You take care.
Thanks a lot.
Right on.
I lost about $120 to Mike Ness before one of the acoustic Christmases.
Oh, why? Really?
Playing cards. And
oh, really?
A game I didn't really know.
Nice. I was the drunkest I've ever been when I had to interview someone when I talked to him the first time. Oh, my God. I was wasted.
KLOS, hello. You have an obscure music tattoo?
Hey, yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you guys.
I know. Why don't we shut up already?
Sorry about that.
Just go ahead. Keep going. Don't even think like we're here. Nobody's listening. You know,
it's a good point.
Well, you are on from Poughkeepsie or whatever they say, like on one of those talk shows.
Hey, a side note real quick.
Yep.
About not about the tattoo, but I won $500 from the 1 second of rock.
Right.
Nonstop rock. And I wanted to let you guys know that I got the check.
Wow, so that's shocking.
I wanted to say thank you very much, one, and also to contribute to the show today. Yeah, I do have a tattoo. It's on my calf, and Prince Purple Rain
Oh, wow.
If you bought the album, it was the album sleeve.
Right.
And if you bought the CD, it was inside the booklet of the CD. It's the face of the lady, and it's not really a face. It's just eyes and a
that's cool.
A nose and lips.
So
yeah,
very
only
arty.
Four people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only four people have ever been able to tell me I know where that's from.
Only four. That's pretty awesome.
Pretty amazing.
Four
people
have seen the tattoo and said I know where that's from.
I bet I know one person who would for sure know. Kat Corbett. She'd be like, sure. Oh yeah, I know Prince. Right on. Thanks, man. Hey, it's KLOS. Do you have a obscure music tattoo?
I've got the logo from Faster Pussycat. The cat.
Nice.
I like it. Where is
the
it?
First album. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Right on my forearm.
Has anybody ever come up and written kill kill underneath it? Faster Pussycat, kill kill.
Not yet. I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
Right on. All right. Thanks for calling, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. $5,500 and our 1 second of nonstop rock coming up in minutes.
Damn.
First, we're talking about obscure music tattoos. You have one, sir?
Everyone's heard of Black Flag, right?
Sure. Of course.
So when I was 13, I got a Black Flag tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
This guy did it with like a homemade gun.
Excellent. You did it yourself. Good.
No, this guy did it.
Oh, it's the safest, yeah.
He just messed it up right away.
So it's more of a blue flag.
So I knew this guy, older guy that worked at...
I'm sorry. How do you mess up a black flag? It's just four bars.
That just seems relatively easy.
That seems like the easiest tattoo ever. Although very cool that you got it when you were 13.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is that a dog I hear?
Yeah.
Oh, what's your dog's name?
Yeah,
Down Boy.
I got three. Chrome,
Do you need some help?
Do any of them have tattoos?
Sammy. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Tomorrow's a big day here on KLOS.
Why is that?
Dirty Honey is going to be joining Heidi and Frank.
Oh, nice.
To be judges. And they're going to play their own song. They're going to debut a new song.
Oh, nice.
At 9 a.m.
They are the best. And they're going to sit in on Stay or Go. Wow. Can you imagine like proper rock stars sitting down to judge your song live on the air, taking calls is what they do on Friday mornings, Heidi and Frank, to say, no, boo, that song sucks. You have no talent.
That would be a little frightening.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Then Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick is going to join Marcy at 1 o'clock.
Nice.
And then we're going to kick off the weekend with our All Request Fest.
Yeah, it's all party music. Starting at 5.
So that's all coming
and
up
all
tomorrow.
Weekend. It's all nonstop party music all weekend.
All right.
So you love Dolly Parton, right? What kind of psycho doesn't love Dolly Parton? I think she is the nicest, coolest, most wonderful human being in the world. When I heard she was kicking $1 million into help out make Moderna available, the vaccine,
yep,
I was amazed. And then she, have you seen the video yet? Sat down to have a shot.
Oh, no, yeah. Because I don't like watching people get shots.
Oh, that's right. We just
discussed this yesterday.
Oh, well, they did it in a way that they didn't have to tear her skin, so it wouldn't have bothered you maybe so much.
What?
I'm lying to you.
Okay,
now. Go ahead and watch the video right now. But they're all saying she got a dose of her own medicine, and she said she's dead serious about the vaccine. She's old enough to actually get it, so she kicked in the $1 million, and then just yesterday, or whenever it was, a couple days ago, she actually had it herself.
She said, don't worry, I'm old enough.
Yeah, right? She's not, I'm not jumping the line, even though I kicked in some cash. So just, I love Dolly Parton. I just thought that was super cool, and good on her for making that happen.
She is very cool.
We gotta find that audio. Yeah, it's a whole bunch of parody songs now. She sang Jolene while she was getting the shot, but people have changed that up, of course. You should dig those out.
Coming up next, we're gonna talk about songs that you absolutely should not like.
Yeah. Fess up. What are those really bad songs you love?
But you do. That's next on KLOS.
Well, hey, it's me. I'm finally going to get my vaccine. I'm so excited. I've been waiting a while. I'm old enough to get it, and I'm smart enough to get it. So I'm very happy that I'm going to get my Moderna shot today. And I wanted to tell everybody, I think you should get out there and do it too. I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion. It goes, vaccine, 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 vaccine.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Crazy video for that one. Do you remember that? When she was Alice in Wonderland. She turned into a cake. They start chopping into her, eating her. I was like, wow, I'm too sober for this.
So you drank it. It was great.
Of course. It was perfect.
Sure. Tell me about your poll that you put up. Was it a poll?
Yeah, just sort of ask people. I'm like, let's be honest. What is the really bad song that you love? Like, every time you hear it, you're going to listen to it. You turn it up. You don't care what people say. And I was amazed how many people stepped up and responded.
But you know, in your heart, that it's crappy.
Yes, right, exactly. Okay. I mean, there's really no doubt around, you know, about it that, for example, Puttin' on the Ritz by Taco. Do you remember that one?
I do.
Cover from the 80s.
Not Tiger, a fan.
Tiger the Dog answered that one, says one of her favorites. Top of the World by the Carpenters. Do you remember that one?
Top of the World.
I actually really like that song. It's terrible.
I don't remember
the Carpenters. The Pina Colada song. If you like Pina Colada. Made Veronica's list. She loves that one. Then
that's a bad one, though.
It is really bad.
Yeah, listen.
I understand there's some sort of story behind
I'll
this
tell
whole
you.
Song.
Yeah?
Okay.
I'll tell you.
One
don't
of these days?
Don't ask now.
Okay. All right. The First Noel says, so many, Just a Friend by Biz Markie jumps
because he can't sing.
Don't even give me that.
I mean, he literally can't sing.
Don't even give me that.
He's completely off tune.
Barry Manilow made the list. Karen says, Copacabana.
I can't stand Barry Manilow.
Come on. Let's listen to this for a long time.
Yeah!
That's probably
enough. Is it?
No, thank you.
Yeah, no.
But then I have one here that I'm pretty damn sure, as I recall, you actually like, and I have to admit I like it too.
Okay.
Chris said to Pow's Heart and Soul. Do you remember that song?
I do remember that song.
It's one of those that just vanished through the cracks. I mean, it's never, ever, ever going to play on KLOS.
No, of course.
Yeah.
But because they're terrible songs.
Yes, exactly.
We're saying that up front.
Right, exactly.
Yes. We're going to take your calls too at 818-955-KLOS, and that's 818-955-5567, with songs that you know are terrible. You're admitting that up front. And by the way, here's another one.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters.
Oh. I mean, it was amazing in the movie. It was fun, but I don't
because
ever want to
it's associated
it
with the movie.
Yes.
And I remember so much of the lines of the movie and everything else. Yeah. It's a terrible song.
It is
song.
Really bad. Yeah.
Terrible.
And it's really long. It's like 4.5 minutes.
That might be the worst song we've mentioned so far.
Yeah.
But I like it just because I have memories of that movie.
Amazing
Ghostbusters
film.
For a long time was my favorite movie.
Hell yeah. That's a big Twinkie.
Yeah. So if you want to call with songs that you know are bad, but you like them, 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about songs that you know are bad.
You know, it's amazing. You know, we throw something out there on Twitter or whatever, and you never know what kind of response you're going to get. You're always surprised the ones that actually, like, everybody latches onto.
And you did this one on Twitter.
Yeah, a while back, and I just got so many responses, people admitting all the terrible songs they like.
Listen, it's a bad song, but you like it.
Yeah.
KLOS, who's this and where are you from?
This is Sal from Montana.
All right.
How are you guys doing?
And we're doing well. What song is terrible, but you like?
Mr. Roboto,
Mr. Roboto!
That is a bad song.
That's a bad song.
And I really liked Styx. But then I was like, nope, not so much.
Thanks for the call. KLOS, hello.
Hey there.
Who's this? Where are you from?
This is Craig. I'm from Riverside.
All right. What's a song that's terrible that you love?
Well, you know, I can't say I love it, but I like it a lot.
Okay, that's fine.
I can't remember who it's by. But it's Electric Avenue.
Oh, Eddie Grant.
Yeah, my wife hates it. I hate it, but I love it.
Electric Avenue. That was a really cool video, too. I don't know that that's a terrible song.
That's a terrible song.
Is it? Nah.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. What song do you, what song is bad, but you like it?
I don't even want to say this.
Say it.
Staying Alive by the Beatles.
Same.
Staying Alive. Staying Alive.
By the way, same.
Yeah, no.
I love that song.
It was a good movie. Saturday Night Fever was a pretty good movie.
Oh, I don't know.
That was
terrible
a terrible movie.
Horrible.
But
except
I agree
for the dancing
the
bits. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, what song is bad, but you like?
I have two of them for you, actually.
All right.
Come On, Eileen by Dexy.
Come
Midnight
On, Eileen.
That's a very nasty song, too.
It's
about
a stupid song and a terrible video.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other one is Always and Forever. I don't know the group.
Always and Forever.
Oh, that's one of those slow jams.
Yeah,
right?
That's
Heatwave, yes.
Yeah. Wow, right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello there. I think long ago, Universe Far, Far Away, you guys used to play Dr. Demento, and the song I really miss is Dead Puppies.
Oh, Dead Puppies, dead. Ogden Edsel.
not much fun.
Yeah, right?
You love that song, huh?
Absolutely.
I guess I can say that is a terrible song, but I love it too, man. Thanks for that.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Kristen from Irvine, California.
All right. And we're talking about songs that are bad, but you still like.
I love Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Ooh, I don't know that one. That's a 2000 something, right? You know that one?
Yes, that's like the Friday. It's like that song.
Ooh, I don't know that one either. Oh. I'm so happy. Yay!
Very similar.
But you actually really like it.
Oh, I rock out to it. I mean, it's on my playlist, and if it comes up in the round, I will blast it as loud as I can.
You don't mind people know that you like it.
Oh no! Oh no! Right. I love it. I have fun. Again, I know it's terrible, and that's why I love it.
Good for you. I think that's awesome.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Let's get some more. 818-955-KLOS. You hate to admit it, but you always turn it up and listen to it. 818-955-KLOS.
Getting a tremendous amount of calls on this topic.
It's true. I don't know. I don't know what it was doing.
Something was just weird. Super weird in the studio. Sorry. It's 95.5 KLOS. It is Kevin and Sluggo, and we are talking about songs that you can admit aren't great. Maybe they're bad, but you still like them. KLOS, who's this and where are you from?
Corey from Santa Monica.
All right. You have a song that you know is bad, but you like?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
The Wild Thing by Tone Loc.
You're right. It's a bad song.
And I love it. That's a really good, bad song. Perfect.
Thank you for the call. KLOS, who's this and where are you from?
I got a great, horrible song.
Okay, yes.
That I love.
Yes?
Right, said Fred. I'm too sexy.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
I'm too sexy for this radio station. That's a good one. That's a gooder. You know, Swedish Eagle brought that song to America. Yeah, yeah. Thanks.
Bastard. Buddy. KLOS, hello.
Hey, detachable penis.
Detachable penis, of course.
Removable apparatus.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how are you?
We are good, thank you. Song that you know is bad, but you like.
I like Dreamin' by Kenny Nolan.
Oh, that's a good song.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a terrible song. That to me is a perfect example of a really
song.
Yes, that's awesome. Thanks, dude.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. There's a song that is bad, and you know it, but you like it.
And that song is Rock Me Amadeus by Falco, but I still blast it.
That one is very addictive.
Yes, it is.
How do you feel about Der Kommissar by Falco?
Actually, I blast that one, too.
Yeah, they're both exactly wonderfully horrible.
KLOS, hello, who's this?
Fabian.
Where are you, Fabian?
I'm in La Habra.
All right. What song do you know is bad, but you love?
How about Sugar Sugar by, I believe it's the Archies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sugar Sugar. That's like going back to the 60s. Oof. That's a gooder.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is
that would knock the air out of me.
Bubblegum Pop, I think, can all fall into this category.
Yeah, but you like it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yes. We're cruising at 3,000 feet.
And you have a song that you know is bad, but you like?
Absolutely.
What is it?
Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons. Oh, what a night.
Ah, December 1963.
That is the name of it.
Yeah. Yes.
Right on.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up?
You have a song that you know is bad, but you like?
I do, man. I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Second one.
Well, there we go. We've come around then. So
Second one.
I guess the winner. I guess Right Says Fred actually wins.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time to talk about Florida, man.
Yay! It's my favorite subject. Florida.
This guy is more Florida than most Floridians.
That is really saying something.
Yes.
Wow.
The guy leaves a bar early morning, Saturday morning.
Okay.
Drunk.
Okay.
Can't find his car.
Sure. Probably a good thing.
Probably a good
thing. Right, yeah.
So what does that tell you? Oh, you should call a cab.
Definitely.
Florida man's answer was to steal another car. And here's my favorite part. Mm-hmm. In good faith, meaning he fully meant to return it.
Sure, thoughtful of him.
He just went to look for his car by stealing another car.
All right. So he's going to drive around in a stolen car.
Yes.
Looking, and then, of course, when he finds his car... Was he going to return the car?
He's
going to
return
the
car.
I see.
Because he stole it in good faith.
Well, you know, that is a drunk mind idea. You know, it's like, you know, no one's going to mind. and I'll bring it back. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Sheriff's deputy said the theft was a, quote, good faith effort to seek a missing car.
You know, he had to have been laughing when he said that.
I don't think
sheriff.
That's a thing.
No.
It's not a thing, right?
That last judge, not going to let you off,
there's
most likely.
No good faith effort.
That sounds good to me. Case dismissed.
It really sounds like you were doing the right thing. This is where the good faith ends, though. The man told deputies that while he was looking for his car in the stolen car,
right,
the stolen car got stopped on train tracks.
Of course it did. Because Florida.
The good faith stolen car
is now stalled on a Florida railroad track.
Yes. And a Florida train is bearing down. So drunk guy gets out of the car and runs.
Well, smart enough to do that.
Train sober demolishes enough. Car.
Wow, the noise.
And throws it, speaking of the noise, it was like 3 a.m., threw it into a house.
Oh, gosh.
A car landed on a house from above.
Can you imagine that? You wake up to that sound.
No. No, I can't.
Was he able to return the car back to where he had borrowed it from, though, after that?
No, it turns out that it was stuck on the house.
Oh, no.
And it had been hit by a train.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well,
so back on foot, after the car flies into a house.
Hopefully he's sobering up a little
nope,
at this point.
Florida man then attempts to steal a forklift from a nearby food stand.
Get it down?
You know, it's funny. I didn't even think that.
It's probably to get the car. Oh, get the car down.
It doesn't say that.
What else are you going to do with a forklift?
Well, I was guessing he stole it just to keep looking for his car. I didn't even think about
that.
No,
I think he was going to get the stolen car down.
So that he could return it?
Sure. It's in good faith, man. He said it was all in good faith.
Wow. So then the forklift only took him so far, and he saw a deputy's car. Who was responding to the call.
To the sound of a car landing
and
on a roof.
And he ran out into the middle of the road and said, whoa.
No, he's flagging down the cops himself.
Yes, to let them know that he was still looking for his car.
He needs to be the president of Florida. Really, he's like telling them, I'm looking for my car.
Yes, still looking for my car. You know that?
Because he's going to get in it and drive home.
You know that? Right. At the end of it, had he found his car, would have been the worst case scenario.
Oh, my God.
So the man said that he was still looking for his car rather than lend a hand for the search. Deputies arrested him.
What? Why?
The man is 38 years old, faces charges of grand theft and criminal mischief, and additional charges are expected.
You know, we've talked about you woke up in the morning and then people had to tell you what you did.
Yes.
Imagine that laundry list, because there ain't no way he's remembering any of that.
I guess not.
You probably remember a piece of it, like walking out of
not,
the bar.
But a train hitting a car right near you is devastating.
And then
like
you,
the sound and the
sure.
ground shaking.
Yes.
Everything else. And then it flies into a house.
And people, the lights go on, dogs are barking, people are coming out.
Right.
And you're just stumbling down the street looking for a forklift to get it off the roof. Holy cow.
This man is my hero?
Yes.
And I agree with you. He should be the president of Florida. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Did you go to college? You didn't go to college.
No, I didn't finish high school.
What a waste. What a waste that was.
I'm going to high school. Yeah.
NYU launches Taylor Swift class. You can actually take Taylor Swift in a class at NYU, according to Variety.
How much can there be to study for an entire semester? How does that work? I don't even know a single Taylor Swift title.
The course objective, students will learn about the legacy of pop and country songwriters that have influenced Swift. Number two, what? Students will gain an understanding of how to discourse youth and girlhood. Three, students will learn about politics of race and contemporary popular music. Four, students will develop greater sophistication. Blah, 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 blah,
and this
blah,
is
blah.
What they're taking out student loans for $150
yes.
million dollars they're going to pay
NYU
for the rest of their life?
Expensive
yes.
school.
Very expensive school.
And we're very lucky to have Professor Ronnie Klingenhammer.
What?
On the line with us.
From
Professor.
NYU?
From NYU.
Wow.
Hello, sir.
All right. That's Godhead.
Are you?
Yeah.
So, you're the professor?
I'm professor teaching the Taylor Swift class.
Uh-huh.
That's amazing.
All right.
How did you get picked for that class? Why are you qualified to pick that to teach?
Because I love Taylor
right.
Swift. She's so adorable and cute.
Right, but I'm guessing.
And she's so talented. She's Godhead.
Right. But I mean, like,
all
are you?
All right.
Are you going to study, like, the way she writes songs or that kind of stuff? Or what's the focus?
She's super cute and super talented.
Is that right?
I bet she passes the pencil test.
Nobody passes the pencil test anymore.
I bet she does.
I'm gonna teach all about her and all the good things about Taylor Swift.
Like what, though? Yes. I mean, you've only said she's cute. What else is there?
Yeah. That covers the first 6 seconds.
Super rich and super famous, too.
Right.
And yet somehow she always is the victim. That's incredible how she does that.
Well, okay, so I can...
Godhead.
It's so weird because I had a friend who used to use the word Godhead.
Yeah. What happened to that guy?
All right. Your friend sounds cool.
How did he get a teaching job at NYU?
Well, I learned a lot about music over the years. Mm-hmm. I'm like really into music.
Right.
And I said to them, I have a degree in musicness. And
it's not a thing.
All right. You should teach a course. And I said, okay, I'm going to teach a course on the monkeys. All right.
Is there any chance you look a little like Davy Jones and drive a GTO, a little GTO to the school?
Davy, GTOs are Godhead. I wish I had a GTO.
Oh, days
mine got stolen.
Oh, that's so sad.
Hold on, Tripp's on the phone.
Good luck with that.
Destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
For years, the airport's roof has been leaking.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
Greg Behara, ladies and gentlemen.
That's beautiful.
The important news from Fresno.
When did Fresno become your focus?
Yeah.
Well, I used to work in the Bay Area.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And so Fresno news would filter its way through, and I was fascinated.
And you just got hooked.
Oh, Fres, yes, I did.
I mean, that's terrible that they've had a leak in the airport. My God.
Right.
You know, that's, I mean, you do bring home some important news.
It's magical.
From Fresno, yeah.
It's a magical place. Yeah.
Listen to this report.
Mm.
Fresno, the number one romantic city in America for singles, study
sure.
says.
Yeah, I get
what
it.
What do you mean, sure?
Well, I mean, if you check your email, I sent you over a couple more examples of the kind of news that takes place in Fresno.
Let's take a listen.
So I'll give you an idea.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
The first round is now done for the Fresno Bobblehead Tournament.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
Do you ever hear from people from Fresno that are pissed off that you're maybe... possibly mocking them slightly? Does that ever happen?
Lots of people feel like it brings them closer to home.
Oh, that's nice.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful. So I think of it as a service.
We used to be on in Fresno, and they have a great sense of humor. We went there one time, and it was really fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So they would, I think, laugh.
You always called it Fres Yes.
Well, yeah. Fresno, Fres Yes. Yeah.
So are you actually on in Fresno? I know you're all over the place, Greg. You're all over the country.
It's the mayor's decision, not mine.
That damn mayor.
Yeah.
Fresno is the most romantic city in the U.S. out of 150 metro areas surveyed. Also in the top five, New Haven, Connecticut, Springfield, Massachusetts, Hartford, and Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Now, do you think that really Fresno stacks up to those places, you know, for love and for romance? And
well, I mean, I don't think I need to say it. I think we can go to the news.
Oh, okay. Right, yeah.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
Let's look back at some of our favorite squirrels from over the years.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
All right, so here's why they chose this.
Yes,
the study looked at things like the cost of a bottle of wine. $8.
Yeah, we can get $8 Snoop Dogg bottle of wine here. So, Fresno, strike one, buddy.
No, oh. I'm saying that these are all together.
Okay.
And a meal out for two is $46.
At Del Taco.
Doesn't say that, but I would assume.
I mean, you know.
Found that date nights in Fresno are rather affordable.
Wow.
The dollar theater is
no
really
more
nice.
Romantic terms then.
Yeah, right?
It's rather affordable, baby.
Fresno also scored well for marriage rates, LGBTQ friendliness, and level of sexual activity. Here's where it gets weird.
Yeah, this is weird.
The city had a sexual activity score of 60 out of 100. The number is based on STDs per 100,000 people, active Ashley Madison users per 100,000 people, and this is where it gets really weird, sexually active high schoolers per 100,000 people.
What?
How do you, why? How do you?
Hey, kids, are you guys doing it? You like it? You having fun? Well, strike one for Fresno.
60, that's a C-.
It is.
That's about right.
It is. But
oh.
I'll tell you what to do.
Look out!
Because the Cashroid is here. Text the word 405. It's not the word, it's the numbers. It's like the freeway, 405. the three numbers, 405. Text that to 68683. That is 405 to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
And instead of some sort of national contest, you're competing against fellow Los Angelesians, and standard data messaging rates apply. You got another chance to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck!
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
Here it is again. There it is again.
Oh, golly.
It's the Cashroid. This hour's word is today.
Today?
T-O-D-A-Y. Today. Text that word to 68683. That's today to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win. Eh, you know, like 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck. Asteroid landing on us.
Say Castroid.
Yeah, that's pretty easy, actually.
The word for this hour is NASA.
NASA, yay! Hire me!
NASA. Text that to 68683. That's NASA to 68683 to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
Beautiful. You know, on most stations, the program director roots for the people that are on the air.
Well, it is rock radio, so I guess that's a little different
in
here.
In this particular case, this was Keith, our boss's idea.
He wants to see us fail miserably. In
Kevin and Sluggo, Cold Read, Shakespeare Theater.
Neither one of us can cold read.
And neither one of us knows Shakespeare.
Yeah, no, not really.
So I don't even know what this scene is from.
You, my dear, are Katrina. And
I will be Katrina.
Petruchio.
Kevina.
And if I'm not mistaken, Kevinina.
Yeah, Katrina.
If I'm not mistaken, like the hurricane?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So if I'm not mistaken, this is from Romeo and Juliet, but I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know for sure. Okay, go ahead, Katrina.
So I start.
Wherever you are. Yes.
Moved in good time. Let him that moved you hither remove you hence. I knew you at the first. You were unmovable.
Why? What's unmovable?
Why do you have such a short line? A joined distool.
A what?
A joined distool.
You know, we were supposed to also say what we were reading. Describe what the hell we were saying. I have no
idea.
You mean
as we go?
Yeah,
I was hoping we would do that at the end.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't like joined stool.
Thou hast hit it. Come, sit on me. That's what it says right here. It really does.
Asses are made to bear.
Wow.
And so are you.
I didn't know Shakespeare was so naughty. Women are made to bear. And so are you.
No such jade as you, if me you mean.
Alas, good Kate, I will not burden thee, for knowing thee to be but young and light. Supposed to interrupt me there, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're listening to Cold Read Shakespeare Theater. Where am I? Oh. Too light for such a swan as you to catch?
Swain, I think. I don't know.
Shut the... And yet, as heavy as my weight should be.
Should be? Should buzz?
What?
I don't know. That's what it says.
Well, ta'en, and like a buzzard.
Oh, slow-winged turtle, shall a buzzard take thee?
Our music ran out.
I know.
Thank you. I, for a turtle... As he takes a buzzer.
I really have absolutely no clue that was. What the hell?
Thank you, everybody.
I remember being confused by Shakespeare, but damn.
I don't know what that is.
You know, that was basically a soap opera back in the day, Shakespeare. All his stuff was
He had brothers sleeping with sisters.
400 and some
killing.
Years ago, yeah. It was basically just theater for the masses.
What do you think he's doing in his grave right now? More active than...
Tis but a buzzard. He can stick it for all I care. The Who unleashed the album Tommy on the world on this day in rock in 1969. The Who released their Tommy album on this day in rock in 1969. And then 10 years later, they released the documentary The Kids Are All Right in New York City. The U.S. Library of Congress gave out its very first Gershwin Award on this day in rock in 2007 to Paul Simon for, quote, being a performer whose lifetime contributions exemplify the standard of excellence associated with the, and then I'm putting this in parentheses, brand new Gershwins.